"Get up. You must go to the hospital." Whereupon the sleeper dreamt of a room in the hospital, a bed in which he was lying, and a chart pinned over his head reading Joe H., canned med, 22 years old. He said to himself in the dream, "If I'm already at the hospital, I don't have to go there," turned over and slept on. He had thus frankly admitted to himself his motive for dreaming. Here is another dream, the stimulus for which acts during sleep itself. One of my women patients, who had had to undergo an unsuccessful operation on the jaw, was to wear a cooling apparatus on the affected cheek, according to the orders of the physicians. But she was in the habit of throwing it off as soon as she had got to sleep. One day I was asked to reprove her for doing so, for she had again thrown the apparatus on the floor. The patient defended herself as follows: "This time I really couldn't help it. It was the result of a dream which I had in the night. In the dream, I was in a box at the opera and was taking a lively interest in the performance, but Mr. Kyle Meyer was lying in the sanatorium and complaining pitifully on account of pains in his jaw. I said to myself, 'Since I haven't the pains, I don't need the apparatus either.' That's why I threw it away." This dream of the poor sufferer is similar to the idea in the expression which comes to our lips when we are in a disagreeable situation: "I know something that's a great deal more fun." The dream presents this great deal more fun. Mr. Kyle Meyer, to whom the dreamer attributed her pains, was the most indifferent young man of her acquaintance whom she could recall. It is no more difficult to discover the fulfillment of wishes in several dreams which I have collected from healthy persons. A friend who knew my theory of dreams and had imparted it to his wife said to me one day, "My wife asked me to tell you that she dreamt yesterday that she was having her menses. You will know what that means." Of course I know. If the young wife dreams that she is having her menses, the menses have stopped. I can understand that she would have liked to enjoy her freedom for a time longer before the discomforts of motherhood began. It was a clever way of giving notice of her first pregnancy. Another friend writes that his wife had recently dreamt that she noticed milk stains on the bosom of her waist. This is also an indication of pregnancy, but this time not of the first one. The young mother wishes to have more nourishment for the second child than she had for the first. A young woman who for weeks had been cut off from company because she was nursing a child that was suffering from an infectious disease dreams, after its safe termination, of a company of people in which A. Daudet, Bourget, M. Prevost, and others are present, all of whom are very pleasant to her and entertain her admirably. The different authors in the dream also have the features which their pictures give them. M. Prevost, with whose picture she is not familiar, looks like the disinfecting man who on the previous day had cleaned the sick rooms and had entered them as the first visitor after a long period. Apparently, the dream might be perfectly translated thus: "It is about time now for something more entertaining than this eternal nursing." Perhaps this selection will suffice to prove that often, and under the most complex conditions, dreams are found which can be understood only as fulfillments of wishes, and which present their contents without concealment. In most cases these are short and simple dreams which stand in pleasant contrast to the confused and teeming dream compositions which have mainly attracted the attention of the authors. But it will pay to spend some time upon these simple dreams. The most simple dreams of all, I suppose, are to be expected in the case of children, whose psychic activities are certainly less complicated than those of adults. The psychology of children, in my opinion, is to be called upon for services similar to those which a study of the anatomy and development of the lower animals renders to the investigation of the structure of the highest classes of animals. Until now, only a few conscious efforts have been made to take advantage of the psychology of children for such a purpose. The dreams of little children are simple fulfillments of wishes, and, as compared, therefore, with the dreams of adults, are not at all interesting. They present no problem to be solved, but are naturally invaluable as affording proof that the dream in its essence signifies the fulfillment of a wish. I have been able to collect several examples of such dreams from the material furnished by my own children. For two dreams, one of my daughters, at that time 8.5 years old, the other of a boy 5.25 years of age, I am indebted to an excursion to the beautiful Hallstatt in the summer of 1896. I must make the preliminary statement that during this summer we were living on a hill near Aussee, from which, when the weather was good, we enjoyed a splendid view of the Dachstein from the roof of the house. The Simmerhut could easily be recognized with a telescope. The little ones often try to see it through the telescope. I do not know with what success. Before the excursion, I had told the children that Hallstatt lay at the foot of the Dachstein. They looked forward to the day with great joy. From Hallstatt we entered the village of Eschern, which highly pleased the children with its varying aspects. One of them, however, the boy of 5, gradually became discontented. As often as a mountain came in view, he would ask, "Is that the Dachstein?" Whereupon I would have to answer, "No, only a foothill." After this question had been repeated several times, he became altogether silent, and he was quite unwilling to come along on the flight of steps to the waterfall. I thought he was tired out, but the next morning he approached me radiant with joy and said, "Last night I dreamt that we were at Simony Hut." I understood him now. He had expected, as I was speaking of the Dachstein, that on the excursion to Hallstatt he would ascend the mountain and would come face to face with the hut about which there had been so much discussion at the telescope. When he learned that he was expected to be regaled with foothills and a waterfall, he was disappointed and became discontented. The dream compensated him for this. I tried to learn some details of the dream. They were scanty. Steps must be climbed for 6 hours.